Notes on the Course in Divinity from Divinity Course and General Collectanea, continued. September 15, 1903. The weather expresses our concept of it and can be handled the same as any claim if you do not hold it as something apart from you, governed by some other power or almanac, etc. God governs all. This is the way Jesus stilled the tempest. There is no person and no persons that have any control over us. That belief is all illusion. God is all. We must prove this. We learn through suffering, as the scripture reads, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." Hebrews 12:6. Am not I an example? September 24, 1903. When you are on the housetop, don't go down to take anything out of the house. I am a great way out of the house, body, and it will not do for me to go down into the house, argument. I gain more by holding to God. If you are in the house, you will have to heal others, argument, and so get out of the house. One who has suffered sickness or discord, I have always found more tractable in science than one who has always been well. Do we have to be sick to work out? Not if you can get out without. Health in matter must be given up for health in God. If one is a tenant and is satisfied, he will remain there. The owner may want him out of the tenement, and so takes out the windows, boards up the doors, and makes it so uncomfortable for him, he finally gets out. God is the owner. If one is comfortable in a material tenement, he must be made uncomfortable in it to get out. If he gets out without being made uncomfortable, sick, etc., all right. I have never seen one who did. The Bible continually speaks of tribulation. If you are well, heal the sick, and so get out of the material tenement matter, and learn health in God. Do not court sickness, but get out of material belief. I have come so far through tribulation. Do not think you are out because comfortable. Do not think you are out when you are not. A pupil may work out an example on the blackboard wrong and think he is right. The teacher is out of it and sees the mistake. Then the pupil must be made to see it in order to get out. Spirit is the way. It will take you out. September 25th and 26th, 1903. You must watch, as Jesus said, if you would not have the house broken open. You think you are watching, but are you when the house is broken open? What would be thought of a watchman who let the place watched be burglarized? Would he be the right kind of watchman? That is just why I named our paper Sentinel, and on it Watch. Now, how should we watch? A guard who was watching on the side of the Union soldiers in time of war was walking up and down while on duty, when he suddenly felt the approach of an enemy, danger. So he began to sing, "Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly," etc. And the verse that did the work was, "Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee," etc. He gave up to God. He afterward talked with the man who said he approached with his gun to his shoulder to shoot the guard, and he said his arm fell and the rifle with it. He could not shoot. That was watching. We must feel the danger and lift our thought to God. He will save us. If we do not feel the danger and go right on as though everything were all right, declaring you are all right, you cannot die, etc., when the seeming is all wrong, you will not be watching with God. When we feel the danger, then we earnestly turn to God. When one is drunk without wine, mesmerism, apathy, he will talk with a thick tongue, sometimes like a drunken man. I can always tell it. They must arouse out of such a sense. I, Mrs. Eddy, was in a streetcar once when a drunken man came in and sat down. I said mentally. You are a fool and you don't know it. I kept thinking that and nothing else. In a few moments that man was perfectly sober. It had roused his dormant sense to the situation, and when he saw, that was the end of it. Keep awake. Watch. The right kind of watching. October 1st, 1903. Do not tell anyone he can't die, can't be sick, until you can prove it to him. I, Mrs. Eddy, used to look away from the patient sometimes until I could get the thought, and the patient would vanish right out of my thought. And when I would look back at him, he would be well. I never told them they could not die until I could see it. Then when I spoke it, it was done. But we must keep at it, declaring it to ourselves until we can see it. It used to be easy healing sickness. Anything. A man all cut to pieces. But now we are meeting sin. I would rather have a man with his head cut off to heal than sin. In Science and Health I wrote, sin will make deadly thrusts, etc., and Christian Scientists will hold crime in check, etc., and I knew no more than a babe what it meant when I wrote it. Now I do. December 1903. Mrs. L. repeated lesson given while I was away as follows. When you can rise above corporeality, see out of the flesh, then you can commune with those who have passed on, not corporeally, as in spiritualism, but in mind. December 7, 1903. What we most need is wisdom. We must take advantage of time, not time of us. There is a time to do everything, a time to speak to students, a time to speak to the world, and we must have wisdom and know when to speak and act. Jesus said, can ye not discern the signs of the times? When a student is wrong, if it is not deep sin, I, Mrs. Eddy, walk with them away to help them out, even when they are working right against me sometimes. Walk with them away and open their eyes to the error. Then when they see, the error is gone. Not go at them denouncing them, pronouncing upon them. I love. I will ask. Whom do you love? I answer, I love. What do you love? I love. If you love, you can raise the dead. Love will heal death. That is the way I have raised the dead, by love. Love that is above the human. God is father and mother, one. The Christ reflects the male and female principle, one, not two. The end of the belief in male and female as two will be when woman stops childbearing. The monthly period left me the moment I came to Christian Science, and I have never seen anything of the claim since. Change of life is an error. Life never changes, and the giving up of an error cannot cause suffering. Sexuality and sensuality of any kind are not of God. Now go to work and prove it. December 9th, 1903. The earth is spiritual, not material. A compound idea, Science and Health. Matter is a subjective state of mortal mind, a thought projected. In teaching, I bring out the facts clearly, get down to the bottom of things, and not mix them up by comparisons. The distinct line between matter and spirit must be drawn. What moves your arm? Mind. What mind? Mortal mind. Is there a mortal mind? No. Then you have to come back to nothingness. God does not know anything about the moving of your hand. If you can control your hand, move it out and back, can you not control the clouds also? Yes. I am now speaking from the material sense. In immortal mind, there are no clouds and no storms. When the workmen could not finish their work if it rained, and it did not rain for 3 weeks, and my neighbor could not furnish milk because his well was dry, and the next morning he found 3 or 4 feet of water in his well, and it had not rained, and he asked if we were witches or prophets here, I did not depend on clouds or storms, but upon the higher power. The material senses are lies. The spiritual sense is the real. The spiritual sense destroys the material. When you move through human will and think through human will, that is not Christian Science. It is working with the objective instead of the subjective. The question was asked, how did I heal the other day when I felt so helpless to do for someone who saw so far above me? The answer was, through that helplessness you let truth in, and it was Christian Science which healed the case, not your own exertion. You are under no law but God's law. When I first came to Christian Science, I was lifted right out of the belief of sickness into the belief of perfect health. Since then, I am working out of that belief in health into the science of health, and it would have been easier if I had never been in that belief, just as it is with one who sings by ear, which is not the science of music, and afterwards learns the science of music. It would have been easier to have commenced right in the first place than to have to unlearn and learn over again. December 15, 1903. The preachers speak of Jesus as though he were always so placid, never ruffled, while really he was very stern. The scriptures speak of him as saying to his disciples, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And just before he ascended, he called them fools. I used to be very amiable before coming into Christian Science, was a peacemaker at home when arguments about temperance, politics, and philosophy would arise. But now I am stern. December 17, 1903. My students will place themselves in conditions which to carry through would strike at their life. Then they will throw it all onto me. Then I have to give the master stroke. It was not the material cross that killed Jesus, but it was the desertion of his students that killed him. This is the reason he gave up quicker than the malefactors with him, knowing the loss that desertion meant to the cause which was so dear to him. But he did not lose it, and he came back and proved that he had not. God was with him. December 22, 1903. The whole of error, from the beginning to the end, is summed up in one word, talking serpent. In the South, they have copperhead, the moccasin, and a variety of snakes. The moccasin, the Southern people fear the most. A lady in the South told me something which I will give you to illustrate my point. The moccasin will not harm one while that one is asleep, will even try to keep him asleep, charm him. But as soon as that one awakes, then he strikes with his fangs. This lady always carried a dirk with her. She was on the beach one day and lay down and fell asleep. She awakened and saw a moccasin laying right beside her. She quickly reached into her pocket, took her dirk, and killed the serpent before it had a chance to attack her. This is the nature of error. It will strike us when we have awakened to see its unreality, and we cannot meet it by fighting it, because it, the devil, is larger and more powerful than you are. I should hope so. Then we overcome it by seeing its nothingness. Then there is nothing to fight. It is killed. We have awakened, and the serpent would strike us. It will get the better of us if we fight it, because it is more powerful than we are. So if we argue about it and fight it, this would be the beastly way. We will not gain the victory over it, but we must rise above it and so see its nothingness. When Moses saw the rod turn into a serpent, he ran before it, but he was commanded to handle it, and when he did, he saw its nothingness. It became a staff in his hand upon which to lean. I, Mrs. Eddy, am meeting the serpent in its phases. There is not one belief of sickness that comes from my individuality. I now have to overcome that which says I feel other people's thoughts. That if it cannot touch you, it will work through someone and reach you. This is the theosophical line of work. We are not to fight as beasts, but to handle, see the nothingness, and so kill error. December 24th, 1903. Let us take heart as a token of our Christmas, the great heart of Christ. It is the palpitating presence encircling the universe. It is the only intelligence, and that is what? Love. Could there be anything greater? December 26, 1903. Did God give you dominion over the earth? Yes. He gave you dominion over all. Then you can control the weather. Your body is of the earth, earthy, according to the scripture. You have dominion over that. Then you have over the weather. MDs may say the lungs, bowels, etc., have dominion over you. Theosophists say the earth currents have dominion over you. One is just as far from science as the other. You have dominion over all. Elijah made a cloud to come. He made it rain. If he could make it rain, he could make it snow. You can do the same.